Lessons, and why black women in New York can teach the men lessons about achievement. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The United States is threatening to stop financial aid to countries which do not grant American soldiers immunity from prosecution at the International Criminal Court. Yesterday was the deadline for ICC member countries to show their hand. The State Department today made an announcement on the countries at risk of losing aid if they fail to support the American position. The U.S. argues its soldiers serving in places like Iraq could fall victim to politically motivated prosecutions. Other countries accuse the Bush government of acting like bullies. CARICOM countries are among those under pressure to fall in line. A number of them backed the establishment of the court, and the prominent Trinidad and Tobago jurist Carl Hudson Phillips has been selected as one of its judges. Ken Richards reports.
The United States announced today that it was declaring almost 50 countries ineligible for military aid because they backed the International Criminal Court and have not taken on board stated U.S. concerns over that war crimes tribunal. On that list is Colombia and the six nations seeking NATO membership. According to State Department spokesman Richard Boucher, 35 of those countries have been receiving U.S. military aid this year. The deadline for governments to sign exemption agreements or face U.S. military aid suspension has passed, and President George W. Bush has issued waivers for 22 countries.